Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Good morning, Senator Blumenthal.
Good morning to you. Great to be with you again.
Great to hear your voice.
Good morning.
I'm wondering, how did a United States senator spend his Valentine's Day?
How did I spend Valentine's Day? Well, somewhat unromantically, I finished in Washington on Saturday, got up early, and drove back from D.C. to Connecticut on that Sunday, February 14th.
You drove back?
And wow. we had a Valentine's celebration at home, my wife Cynthia and I. My daughter Claire happened to be with us, and we exchanged cards and kisses and hugs, so all's
nice.
Well that ends well, and that's how I did it.
Love fest.
Now, when you get a card, Senator, when you give a card, is it one of those lots of words?
Like a proclamation?
Or is it a picture and a pop-up and something funny?
I'm somewhat unconventional in my cards. I try to be humorous. My wife tends to be very welcoming of humor. Mostly it's self-deprecating because I know how difficult I am to live with. So she gets a kick out of that. So I will choose, you know, sometimes friendship cards, but then there's usually one serious card about how much
You got to give multiple cards, right?
Right.
It's got to be the serious and then the funny.
You have to have one that says... a minimum of three.
Right. I'm lucky to have you and deep love and blah, blah, blah. Then you got to have a funny one.
Right. You gave me a subpoena.
I've never tried a subpoena.
It says to appear in our house.
That would be a great idea one year.
I'm going to be in custody for several hours.
Well, as long as I don't receive a notice of eviction,
right.
I figure I'm in good shape.
I pay $100 to a charity of your choice to read the card you gave your wife.
Well, we'll see about next year.
Denied.
No way, Jose.
Yeah, I don't mean to be rude, but
no, that's not rude.
Right,
that's not rude. It's very private.
Right,
it's rude for me to ask that.
We probably shouldn't read those words anyway.
AJ, I think the senator has this side to him that like we wouldn't even guess. I have a feeling on Valentine's Day he's got the robe and the fuzzy slippers
on. Exactly,
he turns the lights down, puts the candles on, and puts on some Marvin Gaye.
Right. He's wearing those senatorial slippers, too.
They have the logo.
Yes, exactly. Right.
The reason my romance with my wife has survived close to 40 years is that we keep it pretty much private.
Right.
And
like at the end of most of his speeches, there's applause afterwards.
Hold on. He's going to lip sync right now. Here's the senator. Yeah.
Wow, he's good.
He's holding the champagne bottle like a microphone.
Right.
Wow, he's good.
You know what? It just popped into my head would be a great way to raise some money for veterans is, you know how we did that water bucket challenge and everybody did it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was for ALS.
Wow. Ice bucket. Yep.
The ice bucket. Thank you.
Yes.
And the senator did it, right? Your daughter dumped the water on you.
Sure. Yeah. You've got a great memory. She did. Yeah.
She looked a little too happy doing that.
She did enjoy it.
He didn't even agree to it.
Yeah.
She waited for years.
Yeah.
You know, we couldn't get the photo right the first couple of times, so we had to do it.
Gee, I wonder why that happened.
Oh, my God.
You had to go in and dry off. Right. New shirt.
Oh, right. Forgot
new
to
suit.
Hit record.
Right.
That was a trick, sir.
But I have an idea. We could do some lip sync challenge, right? We find a clip of a song, and then you would say, you would start this. You would be the first in the chain, and you would say, this is Senator Blumenthal, and we're raising money for blah, blah, blah. And I am now going to call out so-and-so to do this. And then you know, it's like a 5-second or 10-second part of a song. We'd have to find words that are appropriate, right? And then you lip sync it. And then at the end you say, and now I challenge Chaz and AJ. And then it goes from there.
Love it.
Make a big video.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good idea. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to work with your people.
Absolutely.
We're going to have this done in within days.
Our people call your people.
Yeah.
Tall people.
Right. Oh, my God. I can't tell you how much I'd pay to watch the senator lip sync a song.
Right.
But it's, you know, this is going to be national stuff. This is going to get played everywhere. Right?
Gotta pick something the TikTok crowd will attach to.
I'm thinking Kiss Rock and Roll All Night. I'm going, you show us everything you got.
Now, was there an accompanying dance to this a little bit?
Well,
or
everyone can be creative.
Okay.
Right? So it has to be a couple of lines. And if the senator wants, he could bring in, he could do the first line. A member of his staff could come in, do a second line.
Got it,
everyone's going to do their own take on it. That's why it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Right?
Love this.
That is exactly what happened with the ice bucket challenge. You had people dumping ice water out of helicopters, like on top of a mountain.
Right.
By the end of it, it's like, okay, I think,
now it's getting
that
crazy.
Guy wins.
But it raised a tremendous amount of money.
It
and
did.
This could be for veterans.
Yes.
Right?
Love it.
I agree.
Love it. All right.
As
so
long as it's for veterans, I'm all in.
And what we'll do
work
is
out the details.
We'll get
as long as I don't have to sing.
No, you don't have to sing,
you're
but you'll have to, act like you're singing.
You're pretend.
Lip sync, yeah.
Okay.
Lip sync.
Milli Vanilli. I like that.
So we'll send a bunch of songs over so your people can approve the lyrics.
Okay.
All right.
We'll work out the details.
All right. Senator Blumenthal is on.
As long as it's for the vets.
It's for the vets.
Absolutely.
100%.
Yep.
Phil mentioned TikTok. Did you see that TikTok person, the Gorilla Glue Girl?
I didn't.
No.
Okay.
Hair,
I was just I'm hoping you're on more important stuff than
you're
sitting
not
around
much.
The office.
Yeah, right.
You're really not missing much.
Why don't you know about that?
But this girl put Gorilla Glue in her hair. She sprayed it in her hair.
By accident.
Instead of hairspray.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got it.
Right?
Okay. Well, yeah. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah.
Don't try it, Senator.
No.
Don't try this at home.
Right.
No. Right.
You hear it move at all.
Yeah. What do you think about these challenges?
About the challenges?
Yeah. You know, have you heard about these challenges? I know you're doing more important stuff. You're not sitting around watching kitten videos on
Instagram.
That's a lower
division, I guess, right? It's a lower division.
Although, I'd pay to watch that. Like, right. I feel like I'd pay to watch the senator do the least important things in the world. Watch these stupid videos.
Right.
Right? Get caught up in these things that distract us every day.
Change blazers.
Thread these needles.
Right.
Well, we'll talk about that, too.
Good. Yeah.
See you.
Suspect crashes a stolen car, jumps off Pearl Harbor Memorial Bridge to avoid cops.
Wow.
Trooper Joe Dorelis is on now. What happened?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
I think you guys said it best. I mean, this individual was definitely committed to escaping, troopers. And this is why we always, harp on the fact that there's no routine traffic stop. There's no routine call. This trooper just so happened to be dispatched to a call involving a one-car motor vehicle accident, and upon arrival, came across the suspect loading contents from the trunk into his book bag and immediately started running away as soon as he was approached by troopers. He eventually noticed that he wasn't necessarily getting anywhere and decided to jump from the Q Bridge into the body of water below.
Wow.
It's
high part,
right?
It's a long way down.
Yeah,
the swan dive.
It really is.
Swan dive, or
it really
feet
is.
First.
And fortunately enough, he didn't sustain any type of serious injuries. He was evaluated, released from the hospital, and then taken into custody.
So wait, caught him,
right?
Exactly.
It would have been easier just to say, yeah, you got me.
Yeah. You should have graded him like the Olympic swimmers.
Given right up.
Held up numbers.
Right. 7.5.
Well, here's the deal. When you jump off of a bridge that high, you can't hold your breath until you are just about to hit the water.
Yeah, you've experienced that. Yeah.
Because you'll run out of breath.
Yep.
While you're underwater.
Not a good place to be.
How deep is that water?
And it's cold.
You're speaking like a man that's used to jumping off of bridges. Should I know something?
I have done that.
There was a one. It's a cold case. Don't worry about it. Pay attention.
Yeah, the trooper doesn't miss a thing.
Right, I noticed that.
No, it was the Sandy Hook Bridge. We would jump off of that as kids, and there were three levels. There was road level, mid-range, and then the top of the bridge.
Yeah.
I never jumped off the top, but I was told you cannot take that breath in until you're about to smack the water.
Gotcha.
Wow. So the water is cold. It's a long drop.
Yep.
Ashley asked how deep is the water, because wouldn't that suck?
I know.
The bottom or some metal structure that was left behind.
Yeah, their oil tanks. Yep.
That would be unfortunate.
Yeah, it would suck. Yep.
Or a barge just pulls under just...
Right. Boink. Or you land on a swan. I'd feel bad.
Oh, man. Well, you could.
I mean, just goes to show you. You might be able to outrun one trooper, but you certainly can't outrun the radio.
No, you can't.
We made contact with New Haven PD, New Haven FD. They immediately responded to the area, and you know, through a collaborative effort, we were able to quickly find the individual.
This person must have been relieved to be caught, right? Because they're wet, cold,
right?
And
nipples are hard.
Yeah.
Yep.
Put me in the back of that warm car, please.
Right.
I would hope so.
He had ice himself. Was he wearing the book bag when he jumped?
I think it's safe to say he had the book bag on him when he jumped.
I was going
to
say, extra weight, man. You don't want that on you.
That's commitment.
Why don't you just carry a brick?
That's commitment. That's a long way. That's seconds.
Yeah.
You know, that's not you jump and splash.
You have time to think as you're going down.
Right.
I can see my house from here. Bloop. Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, you know, oftentimes one's motivation to get away is that high. There's no telling what someone might do to escape, you know, law enforcement. Which again speaks to the fact that this is an extremely dangerous field. As opposed to jumping off of that bridge, he could have turned towards the trooper and decided to attack.
Yeah,
you know, right on the side of the highway.
Yeah, not good.
Horrible.
Not good.
So there's no telling where someone's mindset might take them.
Yeah, I know people like tinted windows, and it is cool to have. It makes the car look cool. But if I'm a cop and I'm approaching a car with tinted windows,
scary.
You don't know what is behind what you're about to encounter.
Yeah,
I would just bust the windows out first and be like, okay, you are.
Right. This is why we will not be
no
working for the police.
And you're grateful, I know.
So I take it you guys didn't apply to be state troopers.
I wanted
you to. Know, you didn't have a good reaction to us.
You said I had funny hair.
Us. Yeah.
I was banking on Ashley. I thought you were going to apply.
She'd make a great state trooper.
Yeah, she'll sit there all day.
Eating donuts will be great.
Yeah. How did you guys do with your class? Are you all done, or are you still taking applicants?
So the recruitment process is over. It wrapped up on the 16th of this month. And we were able to find just about 2,500 applicants.
Wow.
That will be going through the process. So we're excited for that. Excited to, finish the process, go through the background, and actually get these individuals into the academy and get them properly trained. But again, that's gonna be some time before we get to that point.
Wow. Well, thanks for coming on and sharing this story with us, and thanks for what you do.
Yeah, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you, guys.
No, thank you.
Enjoy your day.
You too. Right,
you too.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Did I get his name right? Dorellis?
Yeah.
Trooper Dorellis.
Nailed it.
Sounded good.
Good guy.
Nailed it.
Well, you know, on the ride home.
Can you see any scenario where you're jumping off the bridge? Like, if they want me for murder and I did it and it's pretty obvious, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I think, well, I'm going to, this is it. You know, either do this or you're in prison
like
for the rest
fugitive.
Of your life.
Like the fugitive, yeah.
You gotta, right, exactly.
Yeah.
When he jumps out of the tube.
I didn't kill my wife. I don't care. Dies off the dot, off the jam. Overacting much?
Yeah.
I didn't kill my wife. I don't care.
Yeah.
Is that Pacino?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
That's Harrison Ford.
I thought that
Tommy
was
Lee
his Pacino.
And Tommy Lee Jones. What a great movie.
That is an awesome
movie. Of course.
Oh, he's so good at it. And he won Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah, straight.
I was going to say, of course she's never seen The Fugitive.
And U.S. Marshals.
No.
Another
well,
good
I
one
thought
too.
That was not Al Pacino.
No, he was just yelling.
Impersonation.
Not everybody yells Al Pacino.
Can you find that scene?
Okay.
Because it's definitely one of the most famous scenes.
Yeah. Because they're running through that little water pipe thing, and then it empties
the
out.
The sewer, yeah.
Yeah, it empties out at a dam. It's like, damn.
Damn.
Yeah,
damn
it's
it.
A long way down. Damn it.
Gotta sit through the ad. And then...
That had to be a dummy that went out down that.
I think it was a stuntman actually did
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah, I think he actually did that.
You
that
couldn't pay me enough.
Oh,
save that
no.
for Fun Fact Friday, AJ.
Yep.
All right, here's the scene. I don't know if there are swears
no,
or not. I can't
Fun
remember.
Fact Friday always backfires on me. They're running for the water.
All right, yeah, so they're in this giant pipe.
Yeah.
Getting washed away.
I love this music.
He's lost his weapon.
Yep.
Who lost his weapon?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones. And what's his name? Finds it.
Harrison Ford.
Picks it up.
Are they going to talk? Or?
Yep.
Yep.
Building suspense.
I didn't kill my wife. I don't care.
Was running off.
What does he do with the gun?
I can't remember if he holds on to it. I don't know why they didn't show him jumping. They cut it right before.
Oh, damn it.
No.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Damn it.
From what I remember, he has the gun. I mean, Tommy Lee Jones has another gun on his ankle. He pulls that out and goes back after him. And then he finally catches up to him where the tube ends. And that's where he goes, and jumps right out.
Is that what he said?
No. That's the sound effect.
That's what the guy said jumping off the Q bridge.
As you're plummeting towards the end, you go, "Bee!" You know what? If you're going to do an epic jump like that, it'd be funny to yell wee.
Wee!
That would make the movie funny.
It would.
Like that scene right there.
Yeah, wee! Right. Like if that guy jumped up the Pearl Harbor
you know
Bridge.
What
right,
we need to do? All right, here, this is how we're going to make our $1 million.
All right, here we go.
We're going to take scenes like that. We're just going to add little sound effects.
Nice.
Just to change the whole makeup of the scene.
The whole dynamic.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant this. Yeah. Someone was jumping off the Q Bridge for our OnlyFans page. Wee!
Put that gun down! Put that gun down! Now!
Puts the gun down.
Yes, he does.
Hands up!
And he's eyeballing that jump.
Turn around was the wrong move.
Richard, do you want to get shot?
By the way, no way he survives this. I'm looking at it right now. No way.
It's a movie. It's one of the stars. He has to. Up, dramatic music. Get ready for jump.
Does he get down on his knees or is he?
No.
No.
Nope.
What's happening?
He went head first.
He just
head first.
Yep.
Whee!
We should put the Geico pig noise in there. Whee! With the pinwheels. Whee!
Whee!
The little pig that went, whee, I'll be home. Whee! That'd be awesome. Change the whole dynamic. We should put a couple of wee's in Titanic, too. Wee! Like when the guy falls and hits the propeller. Wee! Bing!
That's right. We'll call it wee.
Right, wee.
Right. We'll just find places
wee's through history.
Just to put wee.
Wee's through history.
Wee's through history.
Wee's through history. Exactly, right.
That's it.
Yep.
All right.
Now just put that sound in certain movie scenes,
right.
Famous scenes.
Right. Like when they're charging in like some war movie, we'd be like, wee!
Butch Cassidy and a Sundance Kid when
right.
They jump off the cliff.
Perfect.
Wee, wee, wee!
Right. When Apollo lifts off.
Wee, wee, wee!
Wee's in history.
Yep.
Oh, I love it.
Wee's through history.
Wee's through history.
Wee's through history.
All right.
History happened.
Barbecues, my folks angry.
Pete the plumber texted me. There's high tide and low tide, so that must have been high tide when he jumped out.
Guessing.
Do you think he was thinking that on his way down? I hope it's high tide.
I hope it's high tide.
Right. Then you hear,
yeah.
Nope.
Right. That's it.
His 2 feet sticking out of the mud.
No, he's on the rock looking like he's in some walk like an Egyptian dance.
Like Sergeant Hulk. When he,
splat.
Like Sergeant Hulk and strides when he lands the thing. That'd be cool.
That's a good point.
That's cool. We got to remake this damn movie.
Can you imagine?
Yep. That'd be awesome.
It's low tide.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah, that's why I don't like jumping into water.
I try not to.
Anymore, you know, like ponds and lakes.
Well, AJ, you don't know how to swim.
That's the reason
why
I try
not to. Yeah, you have a big problem.
Exactly. Huge.
It's just you jump in. So you never went off a rope swing?
Nope. I hold my nose when I jump into a kiddie pool.
I believe it.
Yeah, well, I got the schnoz, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, the rope swing, the bridge,
right.
The ledge. You would just jump in and then... It'd be ripples go away, some bubbles. Yeah, I don't even think you'd make it up to do the whole drowning, I'm going under 3 times thing.
You'd make one sound here. with the worst smell ever. Well, his last words were.
Wow.
Yeah, no, first I've gone is what, dunk tank. That's about it.
That counts. That sort of.
Yeah. But you could stand up. It's like being in a bathtub.
Exactly, right.
But you
and
were
I still got water on my nose.
Fully submerged at one point, no?
Yeah. Of course, yes. Got to do the whole thing.
That's a big deal. Good job.
Thank you. Try it.
Yeah, I just worry too much about what's under the water. Did someone leave?
Like
I don't know.
Like a spear collection like facing upwards.
Like Jaws?
Yeah.
Who put a bunch of spears facing upwards over here?
Yeah, no, not like living creatures, but like just some kind of metal thing. I just.
Oh, worse.
Ah.
Worse. Somebody dumped an entire boatload of mouse traps.
The mouse trap shipment.
No one ever saw what happened to that mouse trap shipment.
And most people are worried about rocks, any other kind of debris.
Sharp rocks, metal.
Just like, oh boy, I hope there's no mouse traps.
Oh, the wreck of the mouse
water.
Oh, the wreck of the mouse trap.
Hope I'm not about to land on some Christmas ornaments.
Oh. Worse, jacks.
Legos!
And someone built a castle!
I knew the Legos were coming.
Son of... damn it.
That would hurt.
It would.
Bridge right onto Legos.
It would hurt.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, morning, Ken Trumbull.
Hey, you're on.
Hey, you remember Indian Wells and Sheldon? You're from Sheldon, right, Chaz?
Yeah, I've jumped off the top of that many times.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty dangerous. I was there this summer. A girl jumped off, and, like, she hit her back, like, on the rocks going down. Luckily, she didn't get in.
Here's the deal
injured,
with the well.
It's
literally a well made from nature, from the stream wearing down the rock, and it made this giant hole, and you go up on the top. And if you jump too far, you hit the other side.
Ah!
And if you don't jump far enough, the rock that comes out at the bottom, you hit that.
Ouch.
Have you?
I've seen people leave there on a stretcher and a neck brace.
Oh, man.
I've seen people come out with their feet cut from, they hit the bottom and there's broken glass down there.
Ah.
I've seen people take too many steps and hit the other side and then bounce down and hit the back.
Oh, man.
It looked like a pinball. Boink,
nope,
boink.
Nope.
This
nope,
just
nope,
doesn't
nope.
seem worth it.
No, yeah, no. Yeah. Nope.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah, but the highest point is like kind of like it kind of tapers up as it goes up. So if you don't, like you said, if you don't jump out far enough, halfway down, you're going to hit your back like with the rocks. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And this is for entertainment?
Yeah. Well, it seemed like.
I just mentioned it.
Yeah. Seemed like good fun at the time. Yeah. No, thank you, man.
I like waiting. Waiting is nice.
Yeah, just hanging out. I'll be over here.
Exactly.
I'll hold your beer for you. It's Mondays with Gianni Russo from The Godfather and. He's got this podcast. What a life this man has had.
Oh, yeah.
The original Hollywood Godfather. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How you doing?
So we were just talking about a guy who jumped off of a bridge here in Connecticut. Very, very high bridge to escape from the police.
Did he survive?
He made it.
He did.
He got caught.
A little wet.
Oh.
But he lived.
But he lived.
Wow, that's wild.
Yeah. Have you ever...
Jumped off a bridge? No.
No.
The fact he's still here tells you.
I've been thrown out a window, though, if that's close.
Okay. All right, let's go with that.
That'll
thrown
work.
Out a window.
Yeah.
What happened?
There was a movie. It was that movie.
Oh, see?
Good Night, My Love. And who threw me out? Someone. Oh, Barbara Baines. Threw me out the window.
Really?
So I do these movies so I know how I don't want to die.
Right. Right. You test things out. No, not that way. No, not this way.
Yeah.
That works.
Oh,
jump
man.
Off a bridge. Wow.
Well, right? What about in your other life with organized crime? Have you heard of any great escapes?
I've made a couple. I got shot in Corona when I was 18. And I went down a storm sewer just to save my life. I was hanging on the rails. I was shot in my legs, fortunately.
Ooh.
And I was hanging there for a while. And then the one thing that I hate in life are rats or mice.
Yeah.
And as I was hanging there, the blood was dripping to the bottom. And all these rats were congregating. And I'm saying to myself, do I go up and get shot or get eaten by these rats? And finally, I got out of there.
That'll work.
Yeah. But it's crazy times.
Jesus.
Right.
But Well, you know, from reading my book, I mean, I've been all over the world with crazy. I mean, the Escobar thing, I'm surprised I lived through that. That was crazy.
There's a lot of scenes in the movie where you would think this would never happen, and that's your life.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. It's like nuts.
Now, you were...
We're getting really, really close to closing a deal. Colin, I think I told you guys, Colin Wilson, who's my showrunner, this year got nominated for 15 Emmys for Andalorian, and Nick Vallelonga already won 2 Oscars for Green Book. He just got nominated for the Armenian Song for another Oscar. I got George Gallo now writing, who did Midnight Run, 29th Street. Chaz Palminteri's writing and directing 3, and he did, as we all know, Bronx Tale.
Yeah.
So I got a team that's like on fire, fortunately.
Damn. Who are you pitching this to? Is this a movie, a miniseries?
It's a miniseries. Right now it's with NBC. They have until Wednesday to answer. But the good news about it, that we got people online for it.
Cool.
Because I should send you the deck. The deck is amazing. You know, the Bible about it, the 10 stories and all that. It's
what really does that mean, well. The deck?
The deck is what we present. It's the 10 series. It's the producers, the line producers, the writers. It's a whole deck that you submit when you want to sell something. But this is a very expensive series. This is we're asking for $5 million every 37 seconds.
Wait,
37 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait, what? 37 seconds.
Yeah, no, 37 minutes.
Where can I sign up?
It's a $50 million package.
10 episodes, 37 10 minutes episodes, each episode.
Right.
$5 million per episode.
Yep.
What is that $5 million? What is that? How come? Just because of the time periods? Or
No, it's, well, we're looking at, we want to do it at very high end. We're using Charlize Theron to play Marilyn Monroe for 2 episodes. Whoa. We're going to do a Favorite Nation's $1 million for the actors, but we're going to board them right. That's where Colin Wilson comes in. He's a great showrunner. So we'll board them right, where when you do Favorite Nations, nobody can ask for more or less. But if we can get the actors in for 2 days, we only paid $400,000 for them. So we see on our daily ratio, prorate it,
right.
And we get the best actors in the world.
Have you
That's
talked
what
about
I'm looking to do?
Have you talked about who would play you?
We're looking. My thought is, and I had an argument over it, and then I won the argument because, like Pacino never did a movie other than Panic in Needle Park before he played The Godfather. But when you saw Michael Corleone, that was the first time you saw Pacino playing him. And it was memorable, and you couldn't sit there and say, oh, I remember from this, remember from that. So we're looking for 2 Gianni Russos, one to play down to about 14, 15. Hmm. And then after 28, the real guy steps in, he'll take it to the end. And now they're suggesting maybe I'll do the end ones, but I don't know. But, I mean, I want unknowns for that. And I like Dolores Barone, my nurse. She shouldn't be somebody you can say, oh, yeah, I remember in that. Because there's some great cameos. And I was an unknown when I did The Godfather, and it worked. So I want to go with that so that the guest stars are really important. You know, I want major, major stars.
That's brilliant.
Awesome.
To come in and do it. And so by the time you get back from vacation, maybe I have a great announcement for you.
Cool. I almost still want to go on vacation.
Yeah, really?
What about Sinatra? Who would play Sinatra? Do you know that yet?
I don't know that because, you know, I was thinking of a couple. Like, I know he's playing Sammy Davis Jr., Lawston Harris, and I got a guy to play Dean already. But I can't find a Sinatra. There's nobody really played Sinatra. I mean, I would never pick Buble. I mean, that's a joke.
No, I mean, that would be an insult. There would be an outrage.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see, you know. But
it almost seems like the Sopranos or the Godfather that you have to have an Italian play Frank Sinatra, right? You can't.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And he's got to weigh 124 pounds.
Yeah,
right.
And you wouldn't have him sing, right? Because now you need rights to the
music. Oh no, I don't need to. No, no, yeah. I have licensing already because when I did my album Reflections, I licensed all that music, so I still have it. I have soundtracks that I could actually keep using, especially for the stuff in the Copa. Oh, a classic I have Paul Anka playing himself at the Copa, and he has the original footage that he owns when he first started.
That's great.
Awesome.
Yeah. I think it's going to be an interesting series. I mean, it's...
If you could compare it to a movie, what do you think that this would be close to?
It would be Forrest Gump meets the movie The Mob and Politicians.
Right. That's a great pitch.
That works.
Because it is true. You are like a Forrest Gump type character in that you're in all of these places in history.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick Vallelonga did something great. I don't know if he's trying to feed my ego or not, but I open and close each show. Remember the series Elliot Ness? I don't know how old you guys are.
I remember seeing
Stack
clips.
Used to introduce the show and close it. So we're doing that, which I love.
It's brilliant. So you'll set up the episode?
Yeah, and then he's written a couple of them, which I thought were great. Like just before the killing in my club, it's me talking to you directly in the scene, saying you're not going to believe what's going to happen now. Those kind of things just to really... juice it up that no one's ever done before.
The fifth wall, yeah.
I like that a lot because it is something you haven't seen.
Right.
It's a different way to do it.
Well, you know, it's interesting, too. I mean, NBC brought it to my attention. They've never done a series about a person that's still alive.
Interesting.
Huh.
And should be fun.
Can't wait to see this.
Wow. So you'll know Wednesday.
NBC. I'll know by Wednesday. Today is their big meeting. We went through 2 weeks of it already. They're 90% in, which I'm excited about, but I don't want to get too excited.
Right. Yeah.
But the good news I have, Colin Wilson did this for Disney. So Disney's owned by ABC, or they own ABC. So we have two other networks. So what I'm trying to do is get a network. And I could always go to CBS because that's owned by Viacom and Paramount. I've been partners with them for 48 years.
Why would you like Netflix? Because they're putting out such great content now, and it doesn't seem like it has to fit into a network.
What I was about to say is why I wouldn't go to Netflix. See, if I can get it as a regular series on primetime television to introduce it, then it goes to streaming the next day. We pick up 11 million people immediately.
Oh, so you want it on the network, not just the streaming. On network first.
On network, like the NBC. Then NBC Peacock takes it.
Man, do you see, and what do I know? Then I got to go to a break. But do you see any scenario where a network wouldn't screw that story up?
Oh, they can't. Oh, no, they can't. No, they're not producing it. We are producing it. We're giving you the finished package. You're giving us $5 million. We produce it and deliver it to you.
So Phil found this story about some bottles of from John Gotti's wine collection, making it out, and now you could buy them.
Right.
Do you have to buy all 12?
No. So there's like 36 different bottles that have been given to this one wine shop. I guess his son, John Gotti's son, is selling them, and the cheapest one is over $3,000.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yep.
Johnny, what? Well, there's a reaction.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, so there's 36 bottles from his personal collection, his personal wine cellar. So they're over, two decades old at this point since his death. And they're just deciding, well, some people might want this. It's history, right? Like, you can only say so many bottles were owned by John Gotti. So the most expensive one is going for just under $10,000, $9,500. It's a 1982 Petrus.
Ooh.
Never heard of it.
Apparently, it's one of the best wines in the world.
Okay.
Really?
Works for me.
Petrus. There's a number of that label available.
It's called
not
Patrice.
Patrice.
All right, Patrice, well, that's why.
I did my best. I don't know.
Yep.
I'm not a wine guy.
Yeah. I would so rather take that 10 grand and spend it somewhere else.
Yeah, 10,000, I'd go do something else.
Absolutely, Gian.
What do you think about
it? If you opened it, it'll be bad.
Good point.
Yeah, the air guy too wasn't sit properly.
Wow. They keep reinventing themselves, those kids, though. God bless them.
Well, you, John Gotti, I'm guessing, would be in your miniseries, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, two different reasons. One time I get a call because John knew we were going to shoot the freshman down in the neighborhood. And he said, call Gianni, like I'm his friend. Call Gianni and tell him I'd really like to meet Marlon Brando while he's down here tonight. So I go to Michael LaBella and Andrew Bergman, the producers. I said, you know, Gotti would really like to meet him. He's Johnny, we're on such a tight schedule. So then I like clockwork, Brando calls me. He said, you know what, we're going to be in the neighborhood tonight. I said, I'd really like to meet John Gotti.
Nice.
I said, well, you better talk to Michael LaBella and Andrew Bergman because he wants to meet you too. Because I knew he wanted it, that set it up. But the funniest thing is they set him up. I don't know how many of your audience remembers the freshman. He relived Don Corleone in The Freshman. It's full makeup, everything. And he was playing Matthew Broderick's supposedly-to-be father-in-law as Don Corleone. So they said, okay, we'll get him all ready because we're right down the street. They gave me a radio so the AD could tell me when they're ready for him. And he walks into the Ravenite dressed as Don Corleone. I almost fell on the floor.
Whoops.
You had to see their faces. When he walked in, they thought they were going to see him as Marlon Brando.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
So he walks in, sits down with the Godfather, John Gotti, playing the Godfather, Don Corleone. It was hysterical. And they're in there about an hour, hour and a half, and they start radio in. We need number one. We need number one. And then I had to finally shut off the radio. Then there's a banging on the door, and somebody comes and gets me and says, you know, somebody wants to talk to you outside. They said, we need number one. I said, well, let me tell you something. I didn't arrange this. You want number one? Why don't you come in and get him? So I ain't going in there. I couldn't believe it.
Then you're waiting.
Yeah, and they waited.
I'm not going to go over
an hour.
Right.
We had about 100 people on the street between crew and cast, but a classic.
Wow.
I mean, John, I had to go to John to go into Bogota because for some strange reason, I figured he knew Pablo Escobar. And the only reason he arranged it, he thought I'd never come back.
Oh.
But anyway,
okay.
John Gotti.
Yep.
Now he's selling wine at $10,000 a bottle. I love it. He's probably rolling over in his grave.
I have a feeling that bottle for $3,000 is a bottle that back in that day you could have purchased for like $5.
$5.99?
Very possibly.
Yeah,
the article I was reading was saying if you're willing to overpay, what you're the overpaying part is that it's the only bottle that they have with, you know, it comes with authenticity, that it was a part of his collection, but that's what it is.
Not worth it.
I'm living large if I'm over $14. I'm like, all right, now I'm killing it.
You know, an interesting story. John loved drinking Cristal. And there was a club called Regimes in New York that he was there almost every night. And everybody was always trying to, you know, play up to the guy. So they'd send bottles of Cristal over. And there was no way in the world he could drink that many. And they were all stored down. And he let them pay for it because that kept the club alive. But as soon as he died, the club closed.
Whoops.
Wow.
So he was right. They were buying these bottles at $500 a pop then in the disco, you know, for a bottle of Cristal.
Yeah.
But they should have had the largest collection of Cristal and sold that. Maybe somebody would buy that.
We wanted to ask you about mobsters and cooking. Just seems like it all goes together. The eating, the cooking, the bonding.
Well, that, you know, it's interesting. The old man Gambino was supposedly the greatest cook, but I never went to his house in Brooklyn or out in the island. But the guy who I really spent a lot of time was Tony Accardo in Chicago. And Sunday nights was like, if you got invited to his house, it's like being invited to the Taj Mahal or the White House. And I was invited so many times because he liked making sparrows, which was an old thing my grandfather used to do, trap the sparrows in the yard, and then they'd grill them. But you really had a knack for, I mean, it was, I mean, you praise the guy, but I mean, you have to go eat afterwards because there's not that much meat on the bone, but that was his big thing. And just to be invited to meet at Tony Accardo's house. And for your audience that don't know, he was an original bodyguard for Capone and one of the shooters on St. Valentine's Day, and then became the head of the outfit in Chicago. And he died a natural death in Palm Springs. Like so many of the main guys, they never went to jail and they never, were killed. They just died natural deaths. But he was a great, known for it, actually.
Wow.
It's funny.
I would be like, can you make me a meatball?
Yeah, something.
Right.
How about some lasagna or pasta?
I don't think you make requests over there.
Steak.
Yeah,
like, this is good.
Oh, he had all of that, but his specialty was,
Sparrow.
Sparrow.
What's interesting? His dining room was two stories down in his house.
Well, that's typical for Italians to have a kitchen on the main floor that never gets used.
Two kitchens, yeah.
And then the real kitchen is downstairs, right?
Yes.
No, this was because of microwave. He was afraid of people listening in.
Oh.
So he built like a bunker down there.
Oh.
It was two stories below.
That works.
Not your grandmother's kitchen in the basement. No.
My grandma had one of those.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right, Gianni, thank you so much for coming on. Next Monday, we're off. Hopefully you have some good news when we get back.
Yeah, that would be good. Where are you guys going?
I'm sitting home.
Staycation.
What is it, a holiday again?
No, we got to get our days in before the rating starts.
Oh.
Yeah, use it or lose it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All right.
All right.
Well, have a nice time. God bless
thank
you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Gianni.
If you have
Russo. I'm sorry, everybody wants to talk at the same time? Go ahead.
Sorry.
You guys, go ahead.
Nope. Sorry.
Now nobody wants to say anything. Everybody wanted to say something, and then nobody wants to say anything.
Just said goodbye.
We've been talking about this airplane all morning.
Oh.
The engine exploded, and parts come raining down, and the engine's actually on fire. And
it still flies.
Here's a CNN report.
Terrifying video from onboard United Flight 328 showing the right engine on fire.
All of a sudden, there was a loud sound, and then it got really, really bad. I thought lightning struck the plane at first.
There was a big boom.
Did anyone ever explain to us why planes don't get hit by lightning?
I think they do. I think it just bounces off them, though. Like there's like something on there, like
it's like a ricochet.
Yeah, kind of goes doink. It doesn't go.
Sounds like a problem for Google.
Yeah,
right. Like when Superman gets shot with a bullet, just
exactly
right off.
Exactly, yeah. Right. Don't be an ass.
Because wouldn't that be something if a plane got hit by lightning and just all the electronics just
fried?
That
out.
Would suck.
Yeah.
Just
right.
Or
how does that not happen?
Or a guy's supersonic speed.
Well, the lightning. What do we know?
An aircraft accident due to lightning is very rare, despite how many times one plane can be struck. Lightning usually strikes an aircraft on a sharp edge like the wing, nose, or antennas, and then the electricity flows through the wiring and exits the tail of the plane.
When your stewardess's hair gets really big all of a sudden. Hey, look at that.
I wish I didn't know this.
Right.
I know.
See, he never doesn't want to ask questions. I don't want to know.
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 AJ, you were right.
Yuck.
Yep.
You get your little reading light on, and then all of a sudden you feel like an ant under a magnifying glass.
Right.
You know what happened.
Yeah. All of a sudden your phone charges all by itself.
Right.
Oh, hey, look at this.
Yeah. All of a sudden you're having problems with your hair and static electricity.
Right. You can take a balloon, put it in your head.
I thought I had flat water, not seltzer. What happened?
Right.
Just for the record, AJ was not right. He said it bounced off the plane. This is it goes through the plane and exits out the back.
I was close.
AJ
to
was
pin.
Like it was a pool ball hitting the corner pocket.
I was
right.
close.
Boing,
I was close
off the bank.
The pin.
Boing, corner pocket.
I was close.
I rounded up in his favor.
Nobody else still be at it. Thank you.
Well, you didn't have the right answer.
Is that Lynn thing going good?
Is that another 25 cents?
Yes.
I mean, I'm just pointing out a fact. Am I going to be charged for pointing out facts? I'll be broke.
It all goes to the kids. All right, so I was wrong.
All right, the rest of this.
I got that audio.
Shut up.
There's a big boom and the kind of sound you don't want to hear when you're on an airplane. And I instantly put my shade up and I was pretty frightened to see that the engine on my side was missing.
The Boeing 777.
It wasn't really missing. The shell was missing and it was on fire.
Yeah, it was still there, just the gut works.
Certainly not all of it.
Spinning, right. I would put the shade back down again, like in Bugs Bunny.
But I wonder, is it... That fire, was that...
Fire!
Does that normally happen and we don't see it because there's a case on it?
God, I hope not.
I don't think so.
I don't want to answer because I have no idea if I'm
That's another thing I don't want to know about.
Right.
But it looked like it was still running.
It did. It was,
the turbine was still spinning.
It was doing something.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yep. That's a hell of an engine.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Well, there's that. So someone at Pratt & Whitney is going to be talked to today, and they'll say, but at least they kept running.
You see, it was still spinning.
Right.
That was my department.
That was the spinning
The guys in the case department, boy, they really blew it. That case came right there. The guys in the big ring department almost hit a house and a pickup.
Beefman was saying it did hit the pickup. It bounced off the bed.
Oh,
so that guy gets a new truck.
Yay! You get a truck! You get a truck! You get a truck! Look, I got a ring!
The scary images were that just littered all over a soccer field. Yeah. Can you imagine if there was a game or something going on? Ugh.
I know, those kids were kicking those parts.
That wasn't what I was thinking.
They showed a hole in the roof of a house.
Yep.
Parts everywhere.
Yep.
Big piece of parts.
Go ahead.
Yep.
The Boeing 777 traveling from Denver to Honolulu experiencing engine failure minutes after takeoff.
We looked at each other, my wife and I, and held hands and just wished our kids would see them again.
I don't know what
That's
it is.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's got to be horrible.
You go to Honolulu, you go to Hawaii. If you
Can you imagine if he wanted to be good with before he died and he goes, "Hon, I just want you to know, in 1979, I... had a little fling." And then the plane is like from Almost Famous. Remember that?
We're going to make it! Right. The guy goes, "I'm gay!" Yeah.
Right. The plane, the lights go right. off. And he just yells out, "I'm gay!
Guys, I'm gay!"
Does he say guys?
Yeah. And the plane writes itself.
I think he says, "F it." And then he yells.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. "I'm gay!"
Yeah. Right.
Remember that fling I told you about? I was just kidding.
And then the lights come on and the plane corrects itself. It's like awkward silence.
Right. I meant happy. Happy. I used the wrong
Very
terminology.
Happy.
Back in the day, that described happy.
Yikes.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying.
And I'm guessing these people are going to Hawaii for vacation.
Yep.
Now you need a vacation from your vacation trip.
Seriously. And new shorts, apparently. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Going to go back and change our shorts and come back out again.
I don't know what it is.
Eyewitnesses on the ground seeing pieces of the aircraft falling from the sky in the Denver suburbs of Broomfield.
Honestly, on the basketball court, just having fun, an airplane was flying really high overhead. And
that's right, masks. Are you wearing a mask when you're on the plane the whole time?
I didn't see any masks on the people who were there.
It's hard to scream when you're on a
right.
mask. So you really can't. The whole point is so you can hear me.
Right.
Sorry, I'm going to pull my mask down so I can scream.
Imagine the poor pilot.
Wait, did you say JJ?
Oh, no, Mayday, Mayday.
What's Babe? Bayday?
Bayday.
Oh, I love Payday candy bars.
Oh, Payday.
That's with the nuts and the nougat.
Oh, Mayday, Mayday, Mayday.
I know, I love Payday, Payday, Payday. My God, take a pill, pal. Yeah,
yeah,
another
really,
clip.
Relax.
I'm not going to scream about it. He's getting more excited.
Okay, it's a candy bar. Fine.
Oh, my God. I'll buy you one when you land later.
They're really not that great.
Not right now. We got a plane that has a fire on it. I'll talk about candy bars later.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep. Here what happens.
And basically what sounded like a sonic boom made everybody look up. As we did, we could see there was a giant black cloud of smoke high up in the sky, immediately followed by, what looked like pieces of the aircraft really just coming off, and basically a shower of things that were falling out of the sky.
The debris
that guy's
field.
Great, by the way.
Yeah.
He described that perfectly.
Catch it with your tongue.
From the ground.
Just grab any clip from a Flubble montage and play that, and that's AJ after he gets off the plane. If a camera, you know, just lights up in front of him, and they say, tell us what happened.
I would have pushed him out of the way. Get out of my way. I have to empty my pants.
Don't interrupt me right now.
The dryer sheet for now for what just happened.
I think more the anger montage would work.
For 35 kids, that's only three.
No, that's not it.
Well, you have the ultimate pickup line. Guess how long it's been since I had sex. I can't talk about it.
The reason why I took him is because Carl Reiner, who I've still received my main friend.
What?
I'm fun.
Yes,
no,
are.
You're great. No, but I just think that guy was so great. He just got off a plane where the engine blew up in the air.
Yep.
Sonic boom, case gone, black smoke, flames, parts trickling down to earth. He gets off the plane and there's a camera. So tell us what happened. And he just went through that perfectly.
Maybe he was smuggling drugs and took them all.
Well, maybe. There's that.
Yep. All right. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to overdose behind that corner. Thank you. What happened to that guy? He just fell over. The most amazing thing I've ever seen.
We got to find a good clip of AJ just, you know, trying to tell a story where it's like word scramble. Like, he knows what he's trying to tell us, but the words are just coming out randomly, out of order.
It's your job to put them together.
I like when AJ defends himself. He's like, it was not a flubble. It may not have been coherent, but it was not a flubble.
Just like, it wasn't you falling off the roof.
It wasn't a flubble. It was just tire time talking.
That's tomorrow.
So you guys doing good?
Yeah. No, we're doing good.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, if you wanted to interview me after getting off the plane, I'd be at the bar just I'm going to be here. I'm going to have a whiskey. You can sit down right next to me.
First of all, it would take an hour and a half.
I'd be so snarky and so sarcastic. So what was it like? What do you think it was like? I was on an airplane and the engine exploded. There was black smoke, flames, people screaming. I thought I was going to die.
I'd watch
that. What
else
do you want to know?
Right.
Really?
Any more brain busters?
Yeah. All right, smart guy. This what you get paid to do?
Hey, genius. So concerned, buy me a drink.
Were you scared?
No.
Yeah, they have to ask those questions to kind of get that little sound bite.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Anything else left on this clip?
Yeah, there's a lot left on this.
Wow.
The debris field spread over a mile, according to Broomfield Police. Massive pieces of metal puncturing a roof, strewn over a soccer field and lawns.
A wife and I were sitting inside the house just finishing up with the paper.
Sex.
And we heard this big bang.
Get a code for
it. We kind of looked at each other and go, what was that? And then all of a sudden there was a bang and a crash, and this object just rolls right in front of our house, right out the front window.
I kept on rolling.
So I get up and look outside.
Is that Ring Man?
I don't know.
This is Ring Man.
I'm guessing, right?
He said it rolled.
It rolled, yeah. It's
supposed to be Ring Man.
Yep, Ring Man. I tell you, Ring Man.
Holy crap, it's Ring Man.
Ring Man.
All right, go ahead.
So I get up and look outside, and I'm trying to figure out what it is. And as soon as I open the door, I go, uh-oh, it's an engine part.
Wow.
It was just after 1 p.m. local time when the pilot of the 777 with 241 people on board declared an emergency.
Mayday, mayday, United 328 heavy, mayday, mayday aircraft. 328 heavy.
How you put the word heavy?
Heavy.
Yeah, this is bad.
Yep.
He didn't want to say bad.
Right, heavy.
He didn't want to say serious.
Right.
It's a heavy mayday.
328 heavy, say again, please. Read all that again.
Yeah, Denver departure, United 328 heavy, mayday aircraft just experienced a engine failure, need a turn immediately.
The crew keeping the airplane under control and safely landing back at Denver International Airport.
My daughter was sitting on the window and I was just like, don't look, like let's close it up and let's just pray. So that's what we did. We kind of just held hands and said some prayers.
We took some time to pray with each other, and there were people around me praying.
That's a pilot.
But I felt fairly confident that we were going to make it back to the airport.
According to United, none of the passengers or crew suffered any injuries.
Crazy.
And incredibly, no one on the ground was injured.
Remarkable.
This park, on a day like today when it's not as cold as it was last weekend, we could have hundreds of people here. And the fact that we are still not getting reports of any injuries is absolutely shocking at this point. It's amazing.
Debris from the damaged jetliner is being taken to Denver Airport for analysis. The National Transportation Safety Board, the FAA, and Boeing are investigating.
She out of air.
I think she did. And she flubbled in there. She said, Marl. I'm like, hey, click, click.
I was trying to figure out what that guy was screaming in the background.
I know, I heard that too.
Well, let's go back. It's a fun game. Maybe he had a metal part sticking out of his head.
Maybe.
According to United,
too far.
Safely landing back at Denver International Airport.
My daughter was sitting on the window and she's, I was just like, don't look, like, let's close it up and let's just pray. So that's what we did. We kind of just held hands and said some prayers.
We took some time to pray.
No, it's after this guy, I think. Sorry, I don't know where exactly.
We'll find
I want to hear the yelling now. And I'm curious. Fetch for me.
Heard something about a tail.
Okay, here we go.
This park on a day like today when it's not as cold as it was last weekend, we could have hundreds of people here. And the fact that we are still not getting reports of any injuries is absolutely.
I heard start the car. He's coming out of IKEA after getting some great savings.
Still not getting reports of any injuries.
Oh, I know what it is.
Oh,
what?
Parts for sale. That's it. He's trying to sell it. Parts for sale!
This guy's set up fast.
Right.
He's got his table out.
Never mind eBay. Parts for sale! Piece of news history!
Is it parts for sale?
Nope, but it's not going to get better than that.
What's he saying?
Stop the steal.
Really?
Yep.
Huh? Still not getting reports of any injuries.
I don't know. 100%.
I think he's saying Glockenspiel. He wants the Glockenspiel.
Let's hear that again.
He wants to have a parade.
And the fact that we are still not getting reports of any injuries.
I've got a tail?
Oh, wait, no. He says, I spot a seal.
In Denver?
Yeah, which that's why he's yelling.
He's yelling from California.
They're not indicative of the area.
Indicative.
Shut up. The rare area.
Shut up.
All right, good.
Now you've goose boy.
I got you. Wow. Stop the steal? I don't think he's saying that.
I'm certain of it.
Yeah,
I hear it pretty clearly.
We are still not getting reports of any injuries. Is absolutely shocking at this point.
Fart the feel. I think it's fart the feel.
Fart the feel.
Yeah.
See, I would after a plane crash. Fart the feel. Yeah, I had to fart the feel. My butthole was numb. I had to fart the feel.
That's the worst because clearly, this lady got a soundbite that she's like, oh, this is going to be great. This is going in the package. Yep. And then some guy's got to yell in the background.
And then three of the morons are messing with it.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut. On the mighty 99.1 PLR.